Simon & Schuster Audio presents Amina's Song by Henna Khan, read by Sunila Nankani. 1. As I reach for a pair of silver earrings that my best friend Su Jin might like, Zara smacks my hand away. "Don't touch anything," she hisses. "How am I supposed to look then?" I laugh as I rub my wrist. "With your eyes, and then keep walking. Tell me what you like, and I'll go back and get a good price." "What if I want to see something up close?" The market is overflowing with a dizzying array of goods. Rows of glittery bangles in every color imaginable, bolts of silky fabric, and mounds of beaded slippers, hair accessories, and evening bags. It's all screaming to be picked up. Or at least photographed. I've already taken at least 50 photos and videos, and we've only been here for half an hour. "Don't act interested in anything, Amina, and put your phone away." Zara's tone is firm, and she suddenly sounds more like my mother than my 16-year-old cousin. I glance at my older brother, Mustafa, who's walking a few paces behind us like a bodyguard. He's dressed in dark jeans and a t-shirt, and his short, scruffy beard makes him look older than Zara, even though they're the same age. "Do what she says," he shrugs. "You don't want to get ripped off." I slip my phone back into my bag, resist inspecting the earrings, and keep moving. It took a bit of convincing to get Zara to bring us here instead of the fancy shopping center we've already been to twice in 3 weeks. Being there made me feel like I was back at Southridge Mall in Greendale, Wisconsin, instead of where I am, Lahore, Pakistan. I've been wanting to visit Anarkali Bazaar, despite Zora's warnings about pushy salespeople and pickpockets. Mustafa and I grew up hearing Mama's stories about how she'd wait for school to end and catch a rickshaw here when she was a teen. When she described sharing freshly squeezed sugarcane juice and spicy samosa plates with her girlfriends in vivid detail, I could almost taste them. My hopes of finally tasting those things in real life were crushed when Mama cautioned, "Don't eat anything off the street," as the three of us left my uncle's home with his driver, who dropped us off at the market. Mama's worried that our American stomachs won't be able to handle anything but filtered water, home-cooked meals, and a handful of approved restaurants. That means no samosa plates from the car.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?